Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can cut this all out later, right? You'll just trim at the top. Okay, so we're definitely recording. Yes, we are. All right. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel. It appears that some of you already have, because we had more than 800 live viewers at one time on the show tonight, hosted by Royal Shepherd and a cast of thousands. So make sure you're checking that out and that you're subscribing so that you get all of our latest content. We had 12 new videos or streams up there today within like a 6-hour period. You're missing a lot of content if you are not subscribed there. Also, check out fivereasonsports.com, where Brady Hawk somehow writes the takeaways before the game even starts. He had them up tonight before the final buzzer. So check that out. That's no paywall. You don't have to pay for it like you do with the newspapers. Also, the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. I didn't win tonight. I won on Bam, but I went over on Chris Middleton, and not even that worked out for the Bucks. But go to prizepicks.com. That's prizepicks.com. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. That's how you get that bonus. They will match whatever you put in originally. You can play NBA, you can play NFL, you can play MLB, you can play UFC, you can play just about anything you want there. You can mix athletes from different sports. You go 2, 3, 4, 5 players, flex play, power play, just about anything over at prizepicks.com, the official daily fantasy partner of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Make sure that you use that code FIVE. And now from FTX Arena, tonight's episode. Down to Biscay.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Greg Sylvander is home. Alex and I have found a small room here at the arena to record the podcast after the Miami Heat trounced the Milwaukee Bucks, beat them by 42 points in the opener. Some strange circumstances in this game. Of course, we will account for those, but a dominant performance that, I don't know, just extends what we saw in the preseason. Like, everything that we've talked about that has been good played out tonight in front of a crowd that was energized. It felt like everybody was just back to normal tonight, even at the end where Bam was leading the chants with the fans to try to get Udonis in the game. Okay, it felt like an extension of the end of last season, that game against Philadelphia. So we'll get to Alex and Greg's thoughts here in a second. What we're going to talk about, though, I'm going to try to do this sort of off the cuff tonight, but five things that we saw that looked sustainable as we go forward, I think. So we got five takeaways, but of course, you know, there was no Brook Lopez tonight. There was no Jrue Holiday. There was no Bobby Portis. So Milwaukee was shorthanded, but they still had arguably the best player in the league on the court and a guy who just won a championship and an Olympic gold medal in Chris Middleton. So they were not without talent. Miami dominated from the beginning. Tyler Hero with 27 points in 24 minutes tonight, and also 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, incredibly efficient.
Dwayne Dedman had, what, 11-9, I believe, off the bench. Max Strus played reasonably well. PJ Tucker had great moments at the beginning of the game. And Kyle Lowry, although he did not score big tonight and actually at one point kind of tweaked his ankle a little bit, you know, had some sequences that kind of gave you an indication of what he had, what he adds. Go to Alex in a second here. Greg, give me a takeaway from tonight.
Well, I mean, obviously I could wax poetic for the next hour about all the fun stuff we just watched, but I'm going to save us the time here and go to what I think is what we can take from this that I think is translatable. And I'm actually going to go in a different direction than I think people probably expect. And that's the defense. So there was a stretch that I noted. It was a 9-minute stretch in the first quarter. Milwaukee missed 13 consecutive shots. They had 4 turnovers in that span. Like that's the kind of stuff that I think is going to translate night over night. I don't know that the hot shooting, I mean, where did they end up tonight? I mean, it had to be an insane percentage, 43% from three. Like that, okay, if they shoot that's usually going to mean good things. They out-rebounded Milwaukee by 20. That's usually going to mean good things. I don't know that those things are always going to go their way, but that defensive angle, I think, is absolutely something we can look forward to in subsequent games.
And to the point on that defensive angle, as we continue on this first takeaway here, you and I were watching, and we're watching basically, and Alex is sitting next to me, which is why sometimes you'll see me kind of turn if you're watching the video here, but we were talking about how Jimmy's basically playing center field. I mean, or free safety or anything else you want to call it. Like he's just back and forth from the nail, back and forth because he can this year because of the way that they're constituted defensively. What jumped out to you, Alex?
Well, I was actually going to make a point about Jimmy's offense there, but let's stay with the defense. That defense was everything you could have hoped. If you're a Heat fan, I feel like it was suffocating from start to finish. You could tell a couple of these guys were taking it personally, the specific matchup, for differing reasons, whether it be PJ Tucker and whatever lasting bitterness he has with the Bucks organization, or whether it be Bam just trying to get some revenge for, you know, the way they went out last season. It felt like they took it personal, and just the way that they were playing defense, like, it made it a lot easier that, you know, 4 of their rotation players, including a couple starters, weren't out there for the Bucks. But it was just like as close to a perfect game as you can see on both ends of the floor from the Heat, especially versus a team that just won the title, a team that, again, is missing a lot of players, but it's still really hard to score on. You know, we're going to get into the other stuff, so I'm not going to get ahead of myself here, but it really checked off all the boxes that I think any Heat fan would want to see and would want to have seen from this game. Like, this defense is, oh my God, it's scary hours for the rest of the league right now.
All right. So I'll pivot here, 'cause I know Alex wanted to get into this, and this was kind of my primary takeaway. And what I asked Jimmy about after the game, of course, Jimmy's presser will be better known for him basically, you know, telling his buddy Kyle Lowry that MF-er, you know, better get his daughter a $100,000 gift tomorrow. You can check out all that. I don't want this podcast to get flagged, so I'm going to leave that alone. I'll just say that Jimmy is in prime cursing form at this stage.
The aggregators already got it, Ethan.
Oh, the aggregators got it. Well, it's fine. They can take it from our accounts. I mean, no problem about that. But what I will say, what I'll say about this, the single biggest thing that we were watching Jimmy offensively, and this was such an easy game for Jimmy. Like, I mean, and you start to think back to what he had to do last year, and we want to look at why he failed in the playoffs. And then you think back to the burden that he carried when he was on the floor with other players, but also at times when, you know, when he wasn't on the floor and the Heat struggled so much that Jimmy would come back and have to save them. Right. And you watched it tonight. Okay. And Alex was identifying it as we were sitting there. Like, I mean, literally, the doubles can't come. They can't come. Like, this is the whole thing last year. Like, the doubles would come immediately. They would basically form not a Giannis wall, but a bit of a Jimmy wall. We saw this in the postseason against Milwaukee. And look, they don't have Drew. Okay, that made a big difference. No question about it. But we were watching Jimmy isolate over and over and over. And when he has that kind of one-on-one matchup, and Spoelstra addressed this when I asked him about it, he is so crafty at sort of taking, you know, as you know, as Spoelstra said, kind of that inch, right? That little advantage. And Spoelstra was talking about how when Udonis and Jimmy play one-on-one, that Udonis has mentioned this Jimmy can take advantage of that. That's going to be there for him in so many of these games because they do have better spacing. but also they've got more playmaking this year. And it was, it just seemed like an easy game for Jimmy. That's, you know, he did not have to do anything spectacular and he still put up a great stat line. And for a time in this game, was the leading scorer. So we're going to get to Alex's takeaway here in a second. Before we do, we'll tell you about another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. You could have checked them out here today at the game because they've got the kiosks here everywhere. That's Biscayne Bay Brewing, the official beer of Five Reasons Sports, also of the Miami Marlins. Like I said, they've got it in the arena here as well. As for the Tropical Bay IPA, the Pastime Pilsner, or any of the others, great beer to have while you're watching the Heat dominate. Also, we managed to have one of our guys, Sean Rochester, running the Biscayne Bay Brewing account tonight. So they're very active on social. Make sure that you're following that account throughout the season because we're going to have Five Reasons Sports personnel on there interacting with everybody. Just check out the account from last night. It was a lot of fun, or for tonight. But Biscayne Bay Brewing, the official beer of the Five Reasons Sports Network. And make sure you ask for it by name when you're at restaurants in town, or also obviously when you're at convenience stores and supermarkets in the area. All right, let's get to it, Alex. Another takeaway.
Okay, so you kind of hinted at it there, or you know, you went through it a little bit, but as far as Jimmy being put, and I tweeted about this, Jimmy being put in more positions to score, I feel like it's just happening a lot more often than it was in the last season, and we're seeing it with Bam too, but I think exactly. We saw it to a higher degree with Jimmy tonight because it was, I mean, I would have to rewatch, but it felt like there was more times where Jimmy had that side of the court completely cleared up, and it was just like him versus somebody who, in his head, is just complete food. Right. Like, you know, he had Grayson Allen guarding him a lot. And, you know, without Drew there and even Dante DiVincenzo, who I don't really think can guard Jimmy, but is a better defender than the other guys that were out there. Like, it was obviously just even easier for him because there was always somebody on him who couldn't check him because they didn't make Chris Middleton the primary defender on Jimmy. And he probably would have done a better job than a lot of these guys that he had on him. And every time they got a mismatch for Jimmy, whether it was the primary defender or not, he was getting into it. And we saw with Bam, like I said, on a slightly smaller scale, I just think they were empowered as scorers, where it's like, okay, we're running this so you can.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly. So I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Score, not so we can find somebody else for an open look. And it felt different. It felt like they've added, like, this is some of the stuff that we were hoping to see right away in game one, is adding that offensive versatility where all of a sudden Jimmy and Bam look more like scorers and are empowered more like scorers than just guys who are setting up everybody else.
Talk about empowering scorers. Ethan, you're getting out in front in this. And after game one, you're looking like a genius, but I don't know that we can victory lap yet. Tyler Hero was the leading scorer off the bench with 27. He was unbelievable, but you're looking kind of smart so far with that prediction.
I've got to look smart about something. But tonight is kind of what I was thinking of when I talked about this a few weeks ago, because when Tyler comes off the bench, his head is clear and his role is clear, and he is losing himself in the game. That is what he has said. Okay. And I will say this, and you know, I think it's going to come out the wrong way. And you and I both tweeted about it. But what he said about Kyle Lowry, I think also is what leads me to believe Tyler could lead this team in scoring. He said very simply, my first 2 years in the league, we did not have a point guard who could get us organized. Okay. And then he sort of paused it a little bit and said, nothing against anybody that I've played with. But obviously, as we've discussed many times, and I think we all have great affection for Goran Dragic, Goran Dragic is not really a pure point guard. He played the role for the Heat in their finals run because, honestly, they didn't have anybody else, and he did a fantastic job of it, and he was elite as a scorer during that run. And again, nobody's taking anything away from Goran. But it is different. It is different. A Tim Hardaway, Jason Williams, Kyle Lowry point guard is not the same as a Goran Dragic point guard. And so what you saw tonight was two different things. One, when Tyler's playing with Kyle, he can play completely free because he knows that Kyle's going to get him in those kind of spots. But when he comes off the bench, and look, Gabe Vincent really didn't play until the game was out of hand tonight. Okay. So, and I recommend people listen to our podcast with Gabe because he was terrific on it. But he didn't play a whole lot tonight. Tyler Hero was the backup point guard tonight. When Kyle was off the floor, Tyler was the backup point guard. But for some reason, we're not thinking of it the same way, okay, where the burden is on him like it was last year.
See, I have something to say about that, though, because was there any point in the game where Tyler was on the floor without one of Kyle or Jimmy?
I will have to look at the Jimmy thing, but you're probably right about that. It did seem like there was an attempt, and you and I discussed this during the game, there was an attempt to keep either Kyle or Jimmy on the floor at all times. Yeah. And so,
by the way, he had five more shots than anybody else on the Heat.
Right, and see, that's what's going to happen. Well, Marky Morris, if he'd stayed out there longer, might have had five more than anybody else on the Heat.
Yurtsman, too.
Yeah, right. Oh, Yurtsman. Oh, I mean, America get his shots up, and I'll say it's not such a bad thing. But the thing about it is, you're right. I think he's going to have him out there with either Lowry or Butler. And so in a sense, Jimmy is the point guard in those situations. And so there is going to be a little bit of this kind of shifting of roles. Jimmy, you know, he said tonight, I can be more of a scorer now. I can concentrate on that. But when he's out there with Tyler instead of Kyle, he probably will be a little bit more of a facilitator. But I just think that there are going to be more circumstances, even as great, like as Bam, we haven't talked about Bam yet, and I'm sure we're going to get to him. But even as great as Bam was tonight and with his scoring and everything else, you still see how Tyler could potentially lead the team in scoring, because I think there will be periods of time where, you know, Bam will dominate offensively for maybe a 4 or 5 minute stretch and then kind of go back to the other things that he does. Whereas Tyler's role is very specific. Yes, ended up with 6 rebounds, ended up with 5 assists, but it is score, create. And the other thing about this tonight that was different than last season, okay, and we all talked about this last season with Tyler, there weren't those flourishes in front of the fans last year that there were in his first year. Everybody calls him Bubble Boy. The reality is that his best moments, with the exception of, you know, some of them in the bubble, in the postseason, obviously in the Boston series, really came as a rookie in front of the home crowd pre-COVID, okay? That's when he was the most fun, and he fed off the crowd. And you could see that tonight. And there were times, and I was getting texts from friends that were like, Tyler's trying to cook everybody. But it is what he does here at home when he's confident, when he's got that bounce. And they are empowering him to do it. And so as a result of that, I am holding to my opinion that I had 3-4 weeks ago that Tyler Hero is going to lead the Heat in scoring. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, there's nothing I've seen so far that is leading me any other direction. I know we got to talk about Bam. Okay, so let's do that here in a second. Before we do, though, I'm going to plant a flag on something else. You gotta go to manscaped.com, okay? 5RSN. That's the code, 5RSN at manscaped.com. And you can take care of all of your grooming needs, but also get the great colognes and everything else that's on the website. Just give it a look there. I'm sure you will find something that you want to get. Again, they got the perfect package 3.0, all the essentials for below the waist grooming, you know, the lawnmower 3.0, all of this stuff is on there on the website over at manscaped.com. We still got that great promotion for you, 20% off and free shipping with a code 5RSN. That's the code 5RSN at manscaped.com. And even when it's late in the night here and I'm about to pass out, I have to read the slogan, your balls and your body will thank you. All right, let's get to it. Bam. Giannis was on him. Didn't matter. it didn't matter. I mean, for all the talk about it, who was not here? Giannis was here. Bam went right through him. And it wasn't just that he went right through him and the mindset that we've discussed, but it was also the drop step, the spin moves,
The face up,
it's all there. Spoelstra talked about, Greg, you know, this is the evolution of a great player. We've talked about a mindset evolution. Sometimes we kind of get away from the fact that there are some technical things that he needs to improve on so that he'll have that mindset. He'll have the confidence to go to certain things because he has perfected them. It looks like there are things that he's worked on this offseason that he's starting to incorporate into his game.
Including the over the head move from Dwayne. He pulled that off after going coast to coast. Like he had a great game, and you see the 13 rebounds. I think that like he's going to absolutely have a career high in that respect. And this is fascinating. I looked back through preseason after looking at the box score tonight. And you know, Bam's not really getting a lot of assists. So like he's literally suppressing that element of his game to lean into this scoring thing. And so then to see him get into his bag and do these different things and start to get aggressive and not back down. And particularly in the first half is where this was applicable, like where it mattered. He was getting to the line initially, you know, and he didn't really have to get to the line in the second half, let's be honest. But so to me, there was nothing bad from Bam. It was a great start for him. But it's just interesting to think of him as like, to me, him and Jokic are like the best passing big men in basketball, pretty much. I mean, there's an argument to be made for maybe Cat, but like now he's essentially completely pivoting from that mentality, and it shows in the assist numbers. But boy, I think it's probably the best thing for this team considering Kyle and Jimmy are here.
I think it's become more clear than ever that he's, like I mentioned earlier, not to sound repetitive, that he's really actually being empowered as a scorer like everybody's been wanting him to, because it did seem like before there was a slight disconnect as to whether it was him not having the right mentality, the team not empowering him. I don't see either of those issues. As after having watched preseason, after having watched this game, he just looks more aggressive, flat out. It looks like it's kind of both of those things coming together, the mentality, what Ether was talking about with just the skills and all of that coming together, and the team empowering him. Like Lowry has been a perfect fit in that aspect of just getting Bam involved. And I was going to mention the same thing that Leif said about the assist, because we had talked about that in the preseason and it held up again. He only got one assist while Kyle, Tyler, and Jimmy combined for 17. So we're seeing a lot more of a traditional, like, you know, the guards are the ones creating, Bam's being used as a big and kind of just being optimized as somebody who could, you know, get you easy points, get you easy rebounds, not to mention the stuff that he does as possibly the best defensive player on planet Earth. I just think now that, like, if he's going to be giving you, you know, a consistent 20, 21, 22 points, I'm starting to believe it, man. Like I know we've talked about whether or not he could be the leading scorer coming into the season. And I've always had my doubts with him because of this stuff, like but he's really putting it together so quickly that I'm like, okay, I think this is actually sustainable. Now, like I said earlier, you know, I would want to see a sustained effort from Bam in this regard, just because I feel like he took it personal tonight. I had a feeling he was going to come out guns blazing tonight, and he was just taking jumpers in Giannis's face. There was no hesitation whatsoever for him trying to get to his shot. I think he's only going to get better at figuring out, you know, when he gets a bad a bad matchup, when he when there's a mismatch, and just kind of going from there. But he looks so fluid. Like, obviously, you want to have more assists and turnovers for Bam going forward. But other than that, like, incredible. Like, what we saw tonight from Bam, I think, is everything Heat fans have been wanting to see. And doing it on Giannis, not even doing it on a smaller team like we see sometimes when he blows up, whether it's the Celtics, the Nets. Like, he did it on Giannis, the only guy who – the only other big who comes close to him when it comes to, like, mobility and just overall rim protection. It's just incredibly impressive to me.
Yeah, to me, this is why, you know, when people will look past this game nationally and say, well, they didn't have a bunch of their guys. And that is accurate. Okay. I mean, there's not a full compliment. We can't talk about Oladipo with the Heat because we don't know what he's going to be when he comes back. Although I will say, I did watch him in pregame. He's moving around. I mean, he's shooting. I mean, he's on the court. Okay. Which is, to me, there's some significance to that. But, you know, Milwaukee did not have their full compliment. But with that said, again, they still had the guy who was the finals MVP. They still had, you know, a guy who, again, Olympic gold medal, okay, right after winning a championship. There's enough that they had on the floor that what the Heat did tonight as an extension of what was going on was significant. That's it for us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.